We got disconnected. I'm dictating for James Clover. May 18, 1950. Next paragraph, unable to do physical exam. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease is not clear to me the etiology, but he has a history of recurrent non-Hodgkin lymphoma, actively being followed and treated by oncology at Owosso. A PET scan to be done tomorrow. Probably his end-stage renal disease from effect of medications or hypertension. Unfortunately, no information available. Patient is not willing to allow me to see him. I review the best I could, extensive records from dialysis at St. John's, north of Lansing, as well as all records available from emergency room, prior evaluation psychiatry, in the emergency room and others. I have a long discussion with patient's daughter on the phone. Looks like daughter and family is taking good care of him. He's able to feed himself. He's able to use the bathroom, cleaning, bathing, and changing clothes by himself. He's mobile, has not required any oxygen for CPAP machine or inhalers. He is not aggressive towards family. He is being very uncooperative on dialysis here as well as at St. John's. Apparently not ready to stop dialysis. I mentioned to her that he doesn't allow me to talk to him, do physical exam or discuss issues. I can always review chemistries and make adjustments for dialysis. I'm concerned that he's only taking thyroid and he is not doing any vitamins or phosphorus binders. We are going to update all chemistries for clearance, anemia, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH. Obviously, he is not a candidate for renal transplant given his active malignancy, non-Hodgkin lymphoma, as well as his cognitive decline. He needs to establish a new primary care doctor. They need to have a formal neuropsychological evaluation, as he likely has dementia. There are prior echoes and apparently CT scan of the brain. Limited because of motion, but no evidence of stroke or masses. They report an enlargement of the spleen that goes with the lymphoma. He also has an enlargement of the prostate. An extensive lymph nodes on the retroperitoneal. He's been treated recently for pneumonia, although some of this is volume overload. We will make sure that he is dialyzed appropriately, as uremic encephalopathy can explain some of the symptoms. He's not exposed to any aluminum, and the duration of dialysis has been relatively short, 4 years, unlikely to cause any dialysis-associated dementia. Continue educating patients' family. I relate information to charge nurse to discuss with, as he's considered high risk because of non-compliance. We will keep him in the unit as long as possible, as long as he is cooperative with nurses, and as long as family understands that we are going to do adjustments based on chemistries and not able to do a physical exam or talk to the patient. End of dictation. Please put the two dictations back to back together. We got disconnected in the middle. Thank you.